Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz, an effective leader for the Valley. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Monica de la Cruz's journey from a humble upbringing to the halls of Congress is a testament to the American dream. A proud Valley native and the granddaughter of Mexican farm workers who picked melons in fields across South Texas, de la Cruz recalls, "Growing up, we didn't have much money, but my family instilled in me strong Texas values, hard work, love of country, and a deep sense of responsibility." Despite the challenges of being a single mother, she worked her way through school, graduated from college, and successfully started her own small business. Her decision to enter politics was driven by a deep commitment to her community, she says. In the years leading up to my decision to run for Congress, I saw that our community wasn't receiving the representation it deserved at the federal level. After more than a century of one-party control, I felt our representatives had become too comfortable and weren't working hard enough for us, said the congresswoman. Concerned about the treatment and portrayal of Border Patrol agents and the neglect of her community's needs, she felt compelled to run for office. "It's been a tremendous sacrifice, but also the greatest honor of my life to fight for the issues that matter most to our community." In Congress, de la Cruz is focused on addressing the issues that matter most to her constituents. "My top priorities are lowering costs, securing the border, and protecting Social Security and Medicare for our grandparents," she explains. By serving on the Agriculture and Financial Services Committees, the Valley representative says she supports farmers and small businesses that form the backbone of South Texas. "I'm dedicated to ensuring that the American dream remains within reach for future generations," she adds. While freshman representatives typically focus on learning the ropes in their first 2 years in Congress, de la Cruz has hit the ground running. In her first term alone, she has co-sponsored over 200 bills and secured the passage of 5 pieces of legislation with bipartisan support in a deeply divided House, a rare feat that underscores her dedication to working across the aisle on behalf of her community. "Some members go a decade without a single piece of their legislation reaching the House floor, so I am incredibly proud of this achievement," she told Texas Border Business. Her bills have addressed a broad range of issues, from supporting children and families to protecting communities from deadly drugs like fentanyl. "It's a testament to my commitment to delivering results for South Texas." In addition, de la Cruz has secured over $25 million in funding for South Texas, including improvements for the McAllen International Airport, local infrastructure, UTRGV, and support for domestic violence victims. During her first term, de la Cruz has been a top national voice on the importance of robust border security. She helped pass the Secure the Border Act in the House, which she describes as the strongest border security legislation in U.S. history. "The chaos at the southern border not only threatens Americans, but it is also incredibly dangerous and abusive for the immigrants trying to cross," she explains. Her goal is to establish a secure, orderly process that protects everyone involved and upholds the rule of law. Though she is the first Latina Republican to represent the 15th Congressional District of Texas, de la Cruz sees herself as a representative for all local residents. "Biden's inflation and weak border policies hurt all Americans, and I hope to be a voice for the forgotten men and women of Texas," she says. Her focus is on ensuring that the concerns of South Texans are heard and addressed in Washington. Outside of Congress, de la Cruz is passionate about animal welfare, actively supporting local shelters and advocating for the well-being of pets in her community. "If you follow our Facebook page, you know how much I love dogs and how important the well-being of our four-legged friends is to me," she shares. Navigating the complexities of Washington politics has been one of the biggest challenges for de la Cruz. She describes the atmosphere in the nation's capital as more like a telenovela than serious governance at times, but she remains focused on serving the people of South Texas. "Politics and public service should always be about delivering results and addressing the practical concerns of our communities," she believes. Looking ahead, de la Cruz is committed to completing her first term and earning the continued support of her community. She hopes to return to Washington to keep fighting for the issues that matter most to South Texans. Her advice to young people interested in a career in politics is, "Stay focused, work hard, and always remember that in America, you can achieve anything with the right attitude." In Congress, Monica de la Cruz is not just a representative of her district, She is an effective voice for the values and aspirations of South Texas. As she continues her work, she remains focused on the ultimate goal, ensuring that South Texas remains strong, prosperous, and a place where the American dream is alive and well. TBB.